Hi, I'm Abby.
I'm Amy.
And this is the Just an Introvert podcast,
where we talk all things introvert.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm not shy. I'm just an introvert.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Just an Introvert podcast. I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy, and we are in our interview series, our summer interview series. And today we have on Jesse Miller. Now, if you have heard the music at the beginning and the end, Jesse wrote that for us. And he is also my coworker. He's a musician. So I thought it'd be fun to interview Jesse. So stay tuned. Here we go to listen to Jesse Miller. All right. We have a very special guest on today. This is a friend of mine who I work with. And if you've heard the music on our podcast, the intro and the outro, this is written by the amazing Jesse Miller. So Jesse, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah. So I was thinking how long we've worked together. So I've been a music teacher 10 years, and I think you started working the year after my first year.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going into my ninth.
Okay. And I remember I was on the interview panel when you interviewed.
Yeah. So it's really because of you that everything
It's all me. Yeah, of course. And I know I've told this to you before and you don't remember, but I remember at the end of the interview, I don't know if it's the end or beginning, we shook hands and I had a bracelet and my bracelet just flung off on you. I was so embarrassed. But I don't think you even remember that. So
I do not remember that. Okay, but so my mind was a blur at that point. So
oh, I bet. Yeah. In interviews, you got a lot more on your mind. So
I was just glad that nobody was throwing anything else at me.
Hey, that's a good thing. Okay. Well, before we get started into these hard hitting questions that we have, we always start with an icebreaker, and Abby is going to give us that icebreaker. So go ahead, Abby.
Yes. All right, Jesse. So this is might be difficult, might be easy. We'll see. Okay. If you could only listen to one genre of music for the rest of your life, what would you pick?
Wow. That's actually really, really difficult. I like a lot of different types of music. I would probably have to say, I'd probably have to say rock. That's my go-to. And then I can say rock, and that covers a lot of subgenres.
Yep.
So I think, if I was forced to go deeper, I would say, my kids would say, Starship, because We Built This City is kind of our family song.
Yep. Yes.
That, yeah.
City on rock and roll.
But probably like heavy or hard rock or would be my go-to.
Yeah.
If you had to.
Yeah. Good choice. Yes. Okay. And then I have a would you rather. All right, Jesse, in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Would you rather pick up something from the shelf and sing a song about the ingredients, opera style, or in line while waiting to check out, rap about how long the line is?
Oh, yeah, opera.
Opera.
For sure, yeah. Because if you're in line, there's people around. You could do the opera thing solo.
And that's true.
Nobody, you know, and then you get to enjoy it, but you... You guys, the name of the podcast tells me that it probably would be better for all of us if nobody heard us rap.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I always try to pick the cringiest things that neither choice is good. So that's what makes it really fun to decide.
I do occasionally freestyle for the fifth graders, and they are the it's like, what's reverse secondhand embarrassment? But the pleasure of inflicting that on others. I'm not sure what that's called. It's fun to make them squirm. That's what it is.
Yeah. As a teacher, sometimes that is, it's a reward to be able to do that.
What are you doing?
All
That's
right,
great.
so we'll start with our questions. Abby and I are going to kind of go back and forth asking, but first and foremost, tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, I'm Jesse, and I am currently a music teacher. I teach classroom music here in California. And that's like my day job. I used to have lots of day jobs, but I've been able to condense down, and I just do the one thing. And then aside from that, I write and record my own music, and then occasionally I produce for other people. And actually right now I have a friend who's asking me to do I'm working on some lyric and music videos for him, so I do some freelance stuff as well, but mostly I'm a music teacher.
Mostly. And fun fact, I got to play my flute on one of Jesse's songs on one of his albums. So I'm officially
Yeah.
on Spotify with a
Just
little
one?
flute
Have you only
solo.
been on one?
I don't know. May have I been on another?
Maybe I have plans and I
Plans.
haven't talked to
Okay.
you about them.
That's true. Okay.
To be continued then, but
Yes.
exactly.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what your life looked like growing up, a little bit about where you were and kind of how that was for you.
Sure. I grew up in Seattle. I was born in Seattle. And my family is pretty big. I've got four sisters and two brothers. And so I'm the second of seven. So I've got an older sister, and then everybody else is younger. And so grew up in a suburb of Seattle for a long time, and then my family moved to I don't know if you're familiar with Seattle at all, but the Puget Sound is like a bay in the middle. It sort of splits between Seattle, and then on the other side of it is more rural, kind of in the forest. And we moved there when I was about 10, 10 or 11, moved to the other side of the Puget Sound. And so spent a lot of time in sort of rural Washington on that side. My dad was a general contractor, so and I was homeschooled, so I spent a lot of time working, like learning how to do construction with him. And we always listened to he was a guitar player and a drummer too. So he taught me a lot about music, and we always used to talk music while I was supposed to be doing school. And so I always grew up I started grew up playing music. I started playing drums when I was like four, and my first piano lessons were like around age six, and then I never stopped after that. I didn't start playing guitar until like just a few years ago. I've only played guitar for maybe 2016,
Okay.
2015. So mostly drums and piano. And then in 2005, my family moved from Washington to the coast of California, so the central coast. So we moved to Paso Robles. Do you know that area?
I grew up in Atascadero, so yes,
No,
I
you did
do.
not.
Yeah, that's where my mom's
What?
from. Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't
Yep.
know that.
When you said Central Coast, I was like, where in Central Coast? So,
Yeah.
yep.
Yep. So
Very familiar.
we moved just outside of Paso,
Okay.
and we went to Atascadero Bible Church.
My grandpa worked there
Are you
forever and
serious,
ever.
Jesse?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's so
Wow. That is crazy.
how did we not know? That's
I
amazing.
don't know. How did you not
So
talk about that?
Jessica, who is my wife,
Okay.
her dad became the worship pastor at Atascadero Bible Church. And
Okay.
they moved at, it was within like 2 or 3 weeks, we both moved to the same area. So she moved there from Oakdale, and I moved from Washington.
Okay.
And so their first Sunday as leading worship was
Yeah.
our first Sunday checking it out from
Okay.
moving.
Okay.
So that's where my wife and I met right there.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, right? What a
That's
small world.
what a
Yeah.
coincidence. I had no idea after all
Yeah.
these years.
Well, and Abby, you probably know, as you say the word Atascadero, and you expect everybody to kind of go,
What?
the hooty weddy?
Yeah.
And then there are people like us that know, like,
Yes.
oh, you're not talking about the same place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's only one
I was going to say
Atascadero.
there's got to be only be one.
Yeah.
That
Everybody
is one.
who knows it has tries to not be there. So I think we
Past tense, yes.
yeah, were. Yeah, so we met there. My wife and I met there, and we both ended up going to California Baptist University in River Side. There's a riverbank in my life too, so sometimes I get confused. So we went to CBU together and then dropped out about halfway through, like after my sophomore year, I dropped out to get married.
As one does.
And I don't know. Do you want me to keep going?
No, yeah, you're good.
This
Yeah.
is my life story, I
You're
guess.
it's great.
So
Good. Hey.
after I dropped out of school, I went to school originally for piano performance, and then I changed to theory composition. And then my last semester that I was there, I changed to English because I thought that I would. The plan originally was to be a missionary as a English as a second language teacher. And I kind of like we went to I went to a mission trip to Japan for 3 weeks, and we sang on the streets of Tokyo with a little I think there were eight singers, so we would go out on the street and just perform on street corners for people. And we were there 3 weeks, and I thought this is what I should do with my life. And then right after Jessica and I got married, we moved to Memphis, Tennessee, because her job as a United Airlines trainer, she got a promotion. So we moved to Memphis, and everything just went haywire. I was out of school. I had to. I ended up. I was going to work in fast food because I was a manager at Burger King for a long time, and then I started. I became a bartender. I worked at TGI Fridays and Texas Roadhouse. And so we bounced around for a little while, a couple of years. We were in Memphis for a couple of years. We moved to Denver for a couple of years. I ended up becoming an EMT for a while. So I went to EMT school in Memphis, but then had to transfer out to Denver. And at the end of 2012, the company that my wife was working for was going through, like, what's the corporate term for firing everybody? Yeah, they were downsizing. And so she was put on involuntary furlough with the option of returning or going to a different station. But it was basically a fight. They were able to basically fire her, but without any kind of severance or anything like that. So all of a sudden, we had no reason to be in Denver. And the EMT company that I was working for said, well, we've got a station in California. If you move back there, then we can just transfer you. So I sold a bunch of my instruments and begged for a couple $100 for gas and moved back to California. And it ended up that the company I went to interview with, this company in Santa Clara, and they didn't have any idea that I was coming. Like they were kind of like, why are you here? And it turned out that they didn't hire me, or they didn't have a spot for me or something. So I was we had there's nothing. Jessica was out of work. My job fell apart. So I had to go and work at Jack in the Box in Ripon for a couple months, I think it ended up being. Anyway, I ended up getting my degree and going to teacher's college in Stockton, never thinking ever that I was going to be a teacher. This is like a stepping stone for something else. I was a railroad conductor in Stockton while I was in school to be a teacher. And then I met Amy and she hired me.
And she threw her
And
bracelet at you.
yeah, I that so then all of that kind of led to Sylvan, and that's where I've been ever since. Wow.
Wow, you've been all over.
That was a long story. That was more than you asked.
No, that was great. That was great.
Fantastic.
I didn't like I've known you what 9 years, and
Yeah.
I only knew I knew about the train conductor, but I
Yeah.
did not know about the that you met your wife, in California, and that but then you had an adventure other places, and
Yeah,
now
we
you
almost moved to, there were lots of, there was like, at one point, there was lots of different options for where to go. And when she worked for the airline, they have, you don't, you fly for free, but you have to fly standby. So you can technically go anywhere that you, we could go anywhere United flew, but you never knew if you were actually going to make it on the plane. So like at one point, I remember being stuck in San Francisco for literally 20 hours waiting for a flight, and you're just like in limbo, like trying to hop on to get back. I think we were living in Denver at that point, but so yeah, adventures, adventures.
Oh, wow. Well, that is quite a an adventure that you had finding your way here. So, are you an introvert or extrovert?
I'm decidedly an introvert.
Okay.
I think I can, I, well, maybe you guys can speak to it more. Do you feel like you can pretend to be extroverted when the time calls for it? Like, I feel like I can occasionally portray myself as an outgoing person.
Especially like in a work setting, I feel like when you kind of have to like put that on, you can kind of mask and get through.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or
Yeah.
like, I don't, maybe like there's sometimes where you're uncomfortable and you sort of like project it out. And then other times when you're super comfortable, then you're like, you can let go a little bit.
Well, in
Absolutely.
teaching, for sure, you have to be put on that front all the time. Yeah, for sure. So introvert.
Interesting.
I thought,
Interesting.
I mean, you definitely. You seem comfortable up in front, but a lot of people tell me that too. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're an extrovert because you're comfortable at, it's all about how you recharge and things like that. Do you find that you like to recharge your battery by kind of withdrawing from people and kind of maybe doing your music or just being on your own?
Yeah, for sure. Like, too many days in a row with like company it's so draining. Too many hours sometimes in a row with company.
No, seriously.
Man. All right. Well, you touched a little bit on this, but when were you first like introduced to music? I know you mentioned your dad. Was it more like listening to music, playing music? How did that all start for you?
I guess playing. Yeah, 'cause he would we grew up I grew up in Calvary Chapel Church, so like in that like religious tradition, like at that point in the like late 80s, early 90s, like high energy kind of peppy rock music, soft rock, hard, was the thing, at least in where I was. And so my dad played drums, and then I would always jump up on and like jam or jam. I would, hit things. They always had to shoo me off. And then he eventually taught me drums and guitar. So I think, yeah, the performing or like the act of music making came first. And then anyway, he introduced me to a lot of the bands that I still like listen to. And although one of the first records that I remember like being mine was and don't laugh, it's not rock. It's Fantasia 2000.
Oh, yes.
Do you know that?
Yes. I love that. I'm a soundtrack girl.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so yeah.
Classical soundtrack, so that
Yep.
is, yep, I love all that kind of music.
I think my family is also big fan of movies and especially Star Wars, and so the soundtracks to the Star Wars movies, like we're just on all the time in my boom box.
Yep, I had a boom box too. Love that. Okay, so tell us how many what instruments can you play?
Like categories, so I can play guitar, piano, and drums are my, those are my big ones. I'm in my studio now. I'm trying to look around. So like most plucked stringed instruments like banjos and mandolins and ukuleles and stuff like that. Those are all, they're all kind of the same thing, right?
Do you find that when you know one string instrument like guitar, it's pretty easy to learn other string instruments? Okay.
And I'm at the point too where if I play one, like recently I played a Akasmek, which is our I can't think of what it's called right now.
Or the conference that we
Yeah,
get
the
our
conference, our music
conference.
conference. They have like a showroom of all kinds of different musical things. And 2 times ago they had a mariachi like section. And so I played some of the mariachi instruments. And I know enough now to know like that one would be easier to play than another. So there's a bass instrument called the guitarrón, and that's difficult. Like I, it's one of those things where you, I know enough to know that that's hard to play. But for the most part, once you know one of them, then you can plunk your way on more. Wind instruments are kind of my, that's where I start to struggle, and then bowed instruments are my probably my least, the least skill that I have.
Well, like you have, I don't know if you still do it, but you were doing a little YouTube thing with your son where you did an instrument in your garage, and so it was fun to see all the different instruments that you had. Do you still do that with him?
I wish I did. Actually, just about 2 weeks ago, he said he was looking through, sometimes they go through my old YouTube videos, and he said, we should do Music Garage again, which is what we, that was the name of the thing. We should do Music Garage again. And what else? I'm looking around this, trying to find something that we haven't done yet. There's a lot. There, we have so many different instruments in here.
I feel like I should have asked, what instrument can you not play?
Like no sound at all. Well, I can technically play the trumpet now. What can I not play? I've cello would probably be the hardest one for me, because the spacing is very strange. I've never tried a bagpipe ever. So I hear that those are difficult. I almost bought one a couple years ago, but
That does not surprise me, and it wouldn't surprise me if you learned how to play
Jessica tries to buy me something, a musical instrument for my birthday every year. So last year it was just a bell. And the year before that was like a triangle. So there's always something. You can't
Very
have too
cool.
many. You know how it is.
No, exactly.
The weirdest one I, let me show you.
Okay.
The strangest instrument I have. Hang on. I'll be back. It's here. This thing. You see that?
Yes. Can you describe that for our listeners, what you're
Yeah.
holding?
So this is a instrument made by Yamaha, called a Venova, and it's a cross between a recorder and a saxophone. So it's got a, it's got, it's fingered like a recorder. It does have some keys, but it's got a mouthpiece. It's actually a soprano saxophone mouthpiece, and the reed, it's even got a reed and everything. It sounds very strange. But this is, I got this because I was like, I wanted to do something. I was trying to do like a background melody for a song, and I thought, let's get a wind instrument. But it's kind of out of tune when you play it with anything but itself. Maybe for somebody who does, who plays saxophone, it'd be easier. But I couldn't quite get it to go with the song. But it's kind of fun to every once in a while. But yeah, what a weird one, right?
It kind of looks
So
like Frankenstein's music
was gonna
monster.
say, yeah, pieced together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, you touched on some of the jobs. Sounds like you've worked like all the jobs. What was your most interesting one? Or do you have a really good story from one of them?
My most interesting being an EMT was pretty amazing. And I started in Memphis as mostly just transport. So taking people from hospital to their appointment or taking them from dialysis back home or things like that. But going on, getting called in with the fire department was always different and scary and exciting. And it's just amazing to interact with so many different people. Every day was almost every day was different. Yeah, that was really interesting. I thought for a second that would maybe be my career, because like, I mean, all you do is you're just out there to help people and to take care of people, and I love that.
Yeah, that's cool. So you kind of answered this a little bit. One of our questions was, how did you meet your wife? And you kind of explained that. But I'm curious, did your wife also grow up in a homeschool environment like you, or?
Like and unlike. So she was, when she was really young, she was homeschooled, like similar to how I was. My family was very, I don't know how else to say it other than like just we were self-contained. So my mom was kind of in charge of all of it. And then there was a couple years where we got with together with other did things together, but for the most part, I remember just doing it was just you we did all of our work on our own at home, and that was it. Whereas Jessica did most of her schooling with in like co-ops or with other families. So I think it's probably the case that, I mean, there's a few ways of doing homeschooling, but everybody kind of does it their own way. So then in high school, she didn't want to do it anymore. So her parents let her go to high school. So she went to all 4 years of public school for high school.
And is she can she play is she a musician as well?
Yeah, she's a really, really great singer. And she's also been on several of my songs, which is awesome. She grew up playing the piano, but I think she would not let me say that she is a piano player. So she plays some, but mostly she's a singer and genuinely one of the best like backup like harmony singers that I've ever sung with. She's like, man, yeah, she's got it.
Yeah, she. I've heard some songs with you and her on it, and she does compliments very well.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And her family's all really musical. Her dad is, of course, they all grew up playing church music together and singing those, gospel style harmonies, and so that's kind of in her blood.
Nice.
Yeah, very
Very
cool.
cool.
What would you say is your favorite part about being a musician?
Wow. I think, and maybe this will tie kind of back to the theme of what you guys talk about here. Like, I think I have probably more that I should say with my mouth, but I don't know how to. So the writing music and writing songs is for me a really important way to sort of get out my thoughts and feelings in a way that massages my creativity and my emotion, the emotional side. So it helps me get my thoughts out. I really like that. And I love playing with other musicians too. I think maybe a lot of us will say, it's fun to play with other people.
It is. I agree.
Yeah.
I love playing in a group. I don't really like playing by myself, but I love
Oh,
to.
really?
Yeah, I mean, I will, and I actually would feel more comfortable if like at church, if you said you can either play your flute in front of the crowd or make a morning announcement, I'd play my flute. I feel much more comfortable behind, my instrument, so.
Sure, yeah. Do you play, Abby?
No. Well, I
No.
tried. I am not musically gifted, unfortunately. So I did piano for like, I don't know. I can play Yankee Doodle. That's all I got out of like 2 years
Sure.
of piano. That's
Yeah.
all I got. And growing up, Amy was like the coolest person ever. So I did attempt flute for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Not successful. That was a very introverted time in my life because our school band, I went to a small Christian school, was like six instruments and then six boys in the back who wanted to play drum. So it was, and not only was I the only flute, I was the only woodwind instrument. So it was just like, it was only me for like, oh, there's a solo. And I'm like, oh, so it's literally just me. And I would be like, oh, I forgot. And it was no. I
Yeah.
tried and I wish I was. My husband is. He's just like very naturally musically minded. He doesn't do a
Oh,
ton
that's
with
cool.
it, but he can just like, oh, look up YouTube how to play this song and then just figures it out. And I'm like, over here, years of piano, but whatever. Yeah.
It's not uncommon.
Yep.
And
And
I feel about flute maybe similarly. It is like an enigma. I do not understand how it works. I can make sound on it, but it no good sound.
they do say it's one of the hardest ones to learn, and I can kind of get that. I mean, it's easy for me because I've played it, but it is when we had to teach instruments for a couple of years during COVID, when I had to explain it to kids, I realized this is a really complicated process. So
Yeah,
I
it's not necessarily intuitive. Like, embouchure on a clarinet can be tricky, but when you want to play lower, your fingers go down. When you want to play higher, your fingers go up, sort of thing. And it's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I
Yeah, I
think
remember it
every
was like,
instrument is probably like that in a different way, except for maybe piano, because it's so visual.
yeah, and I grew up, I started on piano. I think a lot of people start on piano and then they
Sure.
kind of, go either go take it to a much harder level, or it branches off to another instrument. So, but
Or go nowhere like myself, or that's the start and the end.
Mm.
But yeah, when I was doing flute, I feel like it was like 2 weeks of I can't even make a noise with this thing. I can't even hold it right. You're just like struggling to just be at the basic level. But yeah.
You must have, you just have to be, I think, an extra strong and awesome person in order to stick with the flute. So,
True, it's
I would
true.
agree.
Good point. This is on our list, but I am curious, how long did it take you to write our theme music?
Wow. Probably a couple hours, maybe.
Wow.
From the idea to the I think I sent you guys a couple different ideas.
Yeah.
So the first like few thoughts, it just takes a little bit of time, and then once you have the germ that you guys liked, then it goes pretty quick. So
Yeah.
yeah, maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Wow, that's so impressive to me. That's one musical skill I'm not good at is creating. I can create lyrics, but like the music that goes with it, that's doesn't come very easily to me. So that's impressive.
Well, I think it's like exercising a muscle, right? When you do if you do it a
Yeah.
lot, then it comes more readily.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But maybe I'll time myself next time.
You should. You should. See if you can beat 2 hours or whatever you
It is a I mean, it is a thing to do to set a timer and then see what you can do in a set amount of time, how much music you can write,
Oh, interesting.
or yeah, I think I set one time, like I think it was coming up with a sound. I wanted to come up with a sound on on my synthesizer here, and I set like a 5 minute timer. What's the wackiest, most interesting sound that you can come up with in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or something? You like start from just a basic like and then see if you can create something interesting after that.
Oh, very cool.
It's
That's
kind of a
awesome.
little sort of a mental
Yeah.
challenge.
Challenged, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, I'll I kind of threw in an extra question, but I'll do the next one. So, what or who inspires you?
I'm inspired by listening to music that I enjoy, I think. I am continually, I don't know about other people, but I have like a big catalog of things that I like to listen to that I know I enjoy, but I try often to find something that's different that I wouldn't normally listen to, or something that I've heard about being interesting or good and checking it out. Yeah, trying out new things is often very inspiring. Reading about ideas that other people have is also inspiring. I think some songwriters and artists like to inspire them. Like some of my favorite songwriters get a lot of ideas from reading about stories about other people. And I, for me, actually reading like nonfiction is inspirational. So learning about how the world works gives me ideas a lot of time. And I would say, I mean, listening to other music and I don't know, nature. What a blasé thing to say, but like being out in nature is it is like it's
It
so
is.
majestic. It makes me
It
want to
is.
create.
Absolutely. No, for sure. Yeah, we just got back from a road trip and it was just amazing. The nature, the animals, everything. And it's just nice to get away. And that isn't very inspiring for sure.
Yeah, and you want to like respond to that. There's something about being in that situation that makes your, at least it does for me, it makes my heart want to like give somehow or create. I'm also inspired by tragedy. So that's a thing. I mean, I have a lot, there's a lot of good things in my life, and it's like every once in a while I listen to a song like this is a cool, like Taylor Swift. Like I like Taylor Swift, but she has a lot of breakup songs, and I never really did that. So I have to be inspired by other kinds of pain.
Oh, goodness.
Or occasionally m inventing somebody else's pain.
There you go. There you
Do you find that your friends and people that you surround yourself with are more extrovert, introvert, or a mix of both? What do you find?
You know, I told Jessica, my wife, that question, and she said, I think most of your friends are extroverted. And then she also said, but what friends? So I think it's probably a mix. I do know a lot of introverted people, and I don't know if I could speculate as to sometimes people who are too, some people are a lot to take like in a limited setting because they're so much like that. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but yeah, I have to be, not have to be, I tend, I think, to be more careful around people who are who are really, really openly extroverted or vibrant or bright or whatever. Because
Gotcha.
that, for me, like, I don't know, it can be draining.
Yeah. Maybe
So,
overstimulating.
yeah.
Yeah.
So in, and I was joking about not having friends, but actually, I have right now more close friends than I think I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
So I have a very small group of people that I interact with, and I maybe a good number of them are extroverts,
Yeah.
but not most.
And we did, and I didn't, don't think we touch on this. Is what do you think Jessica is, introvert or extrovert?
Oh, she's an introvert for sure.
Introvert. Okay.
Yeah. Probably more than me.
Okay.
Yeah, but both of us are perfectly content to just like hang out, like lock the doors, close the windows, turn off the lights, make sure nobody can hear. They don't want to see you, I don't want to hear you.
Yes, can relate to that. And I don't think we talked about this either, but how many kids do you have?
I have two,
Two. And what are,
so
how old?
a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, and they're
Okay.
both incredible in their own way. And one of them is very introverted. Although as he grows, my 9-year-old Kason is, he's not afraid of people. He when he was very young, he wouldn't even take hugs from like his grandparents. So he wouldn't he didn't talk. He didn't want to any interaction like that. And as he's grown up, he's become really, really he can be vivacious and friendly and really, really warm and caring. But my other one, the 7-year-old who's Piper, she's a stick of dynamite, man. Yeah.
I love it.
She's so great. And yeah, 100% in everything. Every joy and sadness and glee and what's the nice way to say like annoying the bejesus out of people? She has a knack for it. Do you know those people? Like they know they know how to tweak. She's got that down. So we're trying to channel her that-ness to her good, toward the light side.
Her passion, maybe that's the
Yeah.
passion. There you go.
Because we want her to be a strong, like
Yes.
powerful woman that takes care of things and like goes her own way and doesn't need the approval of others and all this stuff. But also just like don't leave a swath of destruction behind you at the same time. How do we do this?
I think I've said it before on here, but I have a 5-year-old daughter, and it's the you want to teach your kids to fight the system, and then you realize you are the system, and you're like, shoot.
Yeah, and then they're smart enough to go, wait a minute, how come you get to yeah, it's great, it is good.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, this takes us to I have some this or that questions, kind of like rapid fire. So
I'm
Abby,
ready.
kind of okay. All right, first one, flying or road trip?
Road trip.
Okay.
Okay. All right, tacos or burritos?
Taco.
Tacos. Okay.
Taco. Yep.
Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Okay.
Book? Oh yeah,
Oh,
nice.
okay. There you go. Yep, that
Book.
answers that. Book or movie? Okay.
Spicy or mild?
Spicy.
Drive through or DoorDash?
Ooh. I like the convenience of DoorDash. DoorDash. Yep.
Yep. Okay. Sports game or music concert?
Music concert. I very rarely sports ball.
sports ball.
Go team.
Love that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and then this one feels specific. Amy wrote these, so I don't know if there's any backstory on this,
Not
but
really, no.
okay, pineapple or no pineapple on pizza?
I choose to no pineapple, but I wouldn't care if pineapple.
Okay.
Gotcha. I know there's strong opinions on pineapple
Yes.
with pizza, so I,
I
but
live with those opinions.
okay.
I don't share them. I could do it. That sounds great.
That's
But
great.
it is it's a deadly sin in my in-laws' family, so.
So you've
Ooh,
learned to
cool.
adapt to your environment.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, and then at the end of our podcast, we always do two things. We have the first one, we always share an awkward moment that maybe happened recently or within the week. So, what's an awkward moment that you have experienced recently?
Oh gosh. When did I last see a person? This is one
That's
benefit
when
of staying home is that
true. That's when they happen. You're true. That's true.
there's Oh shoot, what was it? I'm gonna have to think about this. I saw that earlier and I was trying to think of something. Who was it? I was talking to somebody on the phone. It's not interesting. Everybody's done it. Where you go to say goodbye and you say I love you. Like with Chase Bank, or it wasn't Chase. Who was it? It was somebody recently. And is the choice to just hang up and run away? Or do you say, no, that's not, I didn't mean that. Like, do you make it better? Or do you just
Don't know.
flee?
Sometimes if you try to make it better, it just gets worse.
Yep. Yeah, my husband did that once, but he was woken up early in the morning and ended the conversation. Instead of saying goodbye, he said, "And in Jesus' name, amen." And he definitely hung up and just was like, "I'm done with that conversation."
Good, that's a good one.
All right. And then we always do some sort of recommendation. So it can be movie, TV show, food, literally anything that you've been into lately that you'd want to recommend.
I can't even say how much I loved Andor 2.
Yes.
That's
Good.
that the first well both of both seasons of Andor have been on my mind like on repeat for weeks now. I think about it just all the time. It's so incredible. I want to go back and watch it again. So that's like, yeah, that's my number one right now. Yeah, that's you can't go wrong. It's so good. I don't watch a lot of TV, but that was really special. Yeah.
Yeah,
It's a
I
really good show.
agree. We watched it and loved it, and it made me want to watch Rogue One, right? Because it goes
Yes. Yeah,
right
just
into Rogue
cruise right
One.
into it. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. That was great. So, well, thanks, Jesse, for being on our podcast. It was so fun to have you,
Thank you. This was fun.
and thank you again for writing our awesome intro and outro music. We appreciate it, and it's fun to get to know you. Even though we work together, I obviously learned a lot of things that I did not realize.
There's more Atascadarans in the world than any of us realized.
Really.
Exactly.
I'm curious what years. I'm wondering if there was ever any crossover.
So I lived there from 2005 to 2010.
Okay.
There, I
Because
guess there
that.
was a couple years in there where I was going to school during
Okay.
the school year.
Because it was when I was younger. We moved, because I was born in Modesto, but we moved to Atascadero like right around when I turned one. So that would have been 96. And I was there until like early 2000. So I think it was before. But okay, when you
Okay.
went to ABC,
Yeah.
the house right next door, do you remember the house that was, or had they torn it down?
The house next door. The one that
Like,
was like across the street?
no. It was like almost between the school and the church, kind of like built into the campus. There's a little house.
I can't.
I can't remember what, because that's the house that I lived in growing up. It was
Really? I don't
literally
remember that
right
being
there.
there.
But they eventually tore it down and built some stuff. So I can't remember when that happened. But yeah, we lived
Yeah,
like right there.
they had shortly after we started going there, they built a large, like
Yeah.
a youth complex.
Yep. Yep.
Is that
Yep.
where it was?
Right there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was like right after I got there.
Okay.
So I don't remember. Oh, wait a second. I do remember that.
Yep.
You live
That
there?
was my childhood home.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
Yeah. My
that's
dad
so
taught at the high
crazy.
school. I went to kindergarten there. So I literally like walked around my fence and was at school. And then
I
my dad
remember
worked right
cleaning
over.
that place out with the youth group.
Yep. Okay. So you were in my childhood home then. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
And then I'm sure you met Chris Key.
Yeah.
That's my grandpa. Yep.
That's so wild.
That's crazy.
I know I mean, I haven't seen him in years now,
Yeah.
but we're friends and he was in charge of a lot of the things. I'm sure you know
Oh, he
that
did all the things. Yeah.
all the things. Yeah. My dad and my brother and I did music for Celebrate Recovery. He was a part of that program there. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Small world.
So
Yeah.
crazy.
Oh, goodness. Well, thanks again, Jesse, and enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you too. Thanks for having
Yeah.
me on. This was a blast.
Yeah, thank
Awesome.
you.
Awesome.
It's
All
great.
right. We'll see you later.
All right. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening. Music for Just an Introvert Podcast is by Jesse Miller. You can find us on Instagram at Just an Introvert Pod and on X at Introvert Pod 19. You can email us at justanintrovertpod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star review. We'll see you next time.